You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The Dubé Tradeport gave us an announcement this morning saying that they are ready for their Trade Zone 2, their second phase of the Trade Zone operations in KZN. And they're joining me now to tell us more about these operations. I'm speaking to the executive for investment at the Dubé Tradeport. That's Kaya Ngaka. Good evening, Kaya. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by looking at phase two. What do we expect from phase two? What sort of developments are we talking about here? Is there a mixed use focus? What are we looking at?
Good evening, Jimmy, and to the SAFM listeners. Thank you for the opportunity. Yes, phase two has been launched by the MEC, MEC Duma, of ETIA on Friday. And the phase two is actually the 45 hectares land portion that has been platformed already and is ready for investment. So already, when we talk about phase two, we have leased or in the process of leasing about 45% of that 45 hectares. So we are still having about 25 to go. So this launch actually we are expecting to accelerate development from this point because there's quite a lot on the pipeline that are actually under review already. So this is where we are in terms of this phase two. And of course, it's in line with the objectives of the special economic zone, which is to attract both domestic direct investment and foreign direct investment and for the export of value-added products to other countries. Mm. So that is where we are. Thanks.
Kaya, when we look at phase one, so let's reflect on some of the phase one developments. How successful was that? I understand it was fully tenanted out. What was the impact of phase one and what gave you the confidence to then say, okay, now's the time to go into phase two. There's enough demand to go into phase two.
Phase one is actually very successful. We have about 50 investors that are operational and actually, we have also big names, multinational companies there, foreign direct investments such as Samsung that are already at phase one and is fully subscribed, as you've accurately indicated. And there, at phase one, we have created about 4,000 jobs already. So we are expecting a similar impact of phase two or even more than phase one, because phase two is slightly bigger and we are looking at those big investments. As I can say now in confidence that we have already attracted investments at the value of approximately 1.8 billion for phase two already, which is about 7 investments, and the estimated jobs for the next 5 years to be created by those 7 investments is about 600 direct jobs. So we are not talking about indirect jobs that will come out of those investments.
Kaya, when we look at the developments, you mentioned the private investors that have already committed through. Is there an international interest in phase two, and is it the same as what we saw in phase one? Are we now seeing that following phase one's success, more investors are saying we are interested in being involved? And does that then mean that beyond phase two, there's a phase three and more phases that we need to be exploring from an economic zone perspective? How is this all shaping up going into the next 5 or so years, as you mentioned?
Jimmy, if it was not because of the negative impact of COVID and a slowdown in the economy, I think by now we'd be talking about phase three. So there was some delay previous years, but now I think we have gathered momentum already. And yes, of course, to answer your question, there's quite significant interest foreign direct investments. And one of them, of course, is not yet announced. We are still are waiting for the investor to announce, but we have signed them. It's worth $1.3 billion. It will be announced very soon. So there's quite a number of international interests that want to move to Dube because of the prime location of the trade port near is actually hosting the international airport, which is King Shaka International, and ease of logistics and connectivity to the Durban port, which is just 30 minutes away from Dube Trade Port, and connection with the Richards Bay as well. It makes it to be the most suitable location for investors. Hence, there's also international interest as well. Thanks.
Kaya, you mentioned that the special economic zones that have been established or the establishment of these phases is in line with economic zone objectives and goals that are being set out. Can you just tell us around phase two, what sorts of economic objectives are you looking to achieve here and which sorts of businesses are you hoping to attract? Because we are still, as you said, we've got 45% of it has been letted out or tenanted out. There's still quite a bit of opportunity that is available there. What kind of investors are you looking to attract into this?
Yeah. Mainly we are talking about investments in the automotives. We talk about electronics and also some investors as well in the healthcare and pharmaceuticals. But there's also those under general manufacturing. But as I say. We are actually quite focused in terms of attracting those strategic investments and also to build value chains from those investments that we are attracting to the zone. So it is quite a strategy that we want to adopt even for our phase three, because we're already thinking about phase three. If you are already leasing about 45%, to the full subscription of the zone, so we are already planning for phase three in terms of our plans.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. We will keep an eye out for these developments and the announcements. We'll leave it at that. Thanks so much, Kaya. That's Kaya Ngaka, who is the investment executive at the Dube Trade Port, joining me to reflect on their launch of the Trade Zone 2.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.